going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, for the most part, against right-handed pitching, we've done a decent job. Left-handed pitching, you know, rely on your right-hand guys especially to kind of take care of some things. And, you know, we didn't – Sed got our only hit on a great piece of hitting. Sed's taking great at-bats, competing in the box, love his at-bats right now. But we just got – we need more guys to take those type of at-bats.
So, that was Brandon Hyde after the game last night, a game in which the Orioles only got one hit, and that was from Cedric Mullins. By the way, that inning was, to me, a microcosm of this team, because remember, Jackson Holliday worked a walk before the Mullins hit, and so you've got men on first and second, one out, and you've got your two, quote, aircraft carriers, who are supposed to be your aircraft carriers, coming up next, and Allie Rutschman pops out, and then Gunnar Henderson pops out, and there's your only threat the entire game. They get one hit. They lose 7-0.
Yeah, look, you can start to hear it in Hyde's voice. Like, there's only so much he can do. You either have pride, and you fight for your at-bats, and you care about playing winning team baseball, or you don't. And this was another night where their at-bats absolutely sucked. They didn't see nearly enough pitches. They were willing to offer at whatever Mitchell Parker wanted to throw early in counts. It was ugly. I mean, is O'Neill ever going to hit a lefty? I mean, that's the primary reason he's here.
Can he even, 2-for-21?
Can he even have anything other than a complete horse bleep at-bat against a lefty? Like, how about just moving somebody over? Like, how about just pretending you're not just a mercenary who's here because they gave you the most money? Like, how about you show up as a quasi-leader, say something in the press that doesn't sound like complete drivel, take a little bit of ownership about being here, and make a lefty work? Like, and he's supposed to be the replacement for Santander. Like, he's supposed to be the presence. Like, it's abject failure. And here's the crazy thing. They don't seem to learn from it. Like, they don't seem to learn from the last at-bat, let alone what Abbott did to them the last time out, let alone what Bubich did to them the time before that.
By the way, you mentioned being a leader. And Tyler O'Neill, before Bona, I'll throw it to you, but before we get to that, Tyler O'Neill was asked about the clubhouse and team leaders, and this was his quote. I feel like every clubhouse is different in that regard. Some guys like to step up, and there are other clubhouses that are not so like that. I don't think these things are kind of necessary. Obviously, we all know where we're at. We obviously all need to do a better job, specifically myself. It's just a day-to-day process. All we can do is work hard and show up the next day and try to win a ballgame. I don't know if that's accountability. But.
Whatever that means.
How many teams has he been on where everybody else is like 25 years of age?
No,
or
he's on the Red Sox and the Cardinals where they're got veteran dudes.
Tyler O'Neill against lefties, 2-for-21, 11 strikeouts in those 21.
And he killed lefties a year ago.
And like Mitchell Parker's having a heck of a year. Mitchell Parker's not a big punch-out swing-and-miss guy.
No.
I mean, the fact that they were so incapable of even making Mitchell Parker sweat. Like, I'm not saying this facetiously. When they face lefties and we're getting ready to sign off and I say throughout the show, I wonder if they'll get to second base tonight on a left. They literally can't get men to second base against left-handed starters. I'm not even talking about scoring runs.
He retired the last 17 batters he faced, 17 in a row, to finish his start.
Yeah, if the game wasn't a blowout, they could have let him finish the game.
I'm sure they were talking about it.
Yeah.
Because their bullpen sucks, and they had to use multiple relievers.
Yeah.
Because Poche's done.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta love being up 7-0.
He walks
the
dudes.
First two guys you see.
Yeah, wow.
What a joke.
Yeah, Parker, one hit, two walks, four strikeouts, and eight innings, only threw 99 pitches.
I mean, so we're literally talking about now Crochet's still, to this point, best start as a Red Sox. We're talking about the best start of Bubic's career. We're talking
about. He was good last night, by the way.
He's look, I think he's really good, but like he pitched like Cy Young against them.
Yeah.
I mean, he was playing the Rockies last night. Like, I'm not going to say much about the Orioles being any good. They're better than the Rockies.
Yes.
He shoved against them. Abbott had his best start in at least probably a calendar year, maybe longer. And Mitchell Parker's now had his best start ever. Now, there's supposed to be a bunch of geniuses in the warehouse who can fix people, who have hitting incubators, who have the greatest IT, wizards and warlocks. How could they have identified guys who took a team that already stunk against lefties
made
them the worst in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, they've gotten somehow.
And what adjustments have been made?
The adjustments were they spent $5 million.
No. I'm talking about between games. Like, Cody Ashe sitting down with O'Neill and getting him to say, you're not leaving this room until we're all on the same page that you're going to hit a ball the other way. You're not going to worry about hitting it to the warning track. And you're going to walk. Like, you're going to have a quality at bat because, damn it, you're the closest thing I have to anybody with a resume on this whole freaking roster.
I don't want to get too macro here, but it's pretty clear that the overarching message doesn't work. Whatever, like they blew out some coaches and basically rearranged the deck chairs of the Titanic, bringing the same kind of analytic dudes, and nothing's changed. As you point out, against lefties, it's gotten worse. Like we don't see any quality at bats, nothing.
Oh, we don't see them walk at all, and that's something that they harped on was on base percentage. This regime, and we aren't seeing it.
We haven't seen it for years. Go back the last 3 years; their league average on base percentage. I was telling you last spring that's who they really are. When the home runs dry up and the confidence seeps because it's a league of adjustments, they're not going to ride high on the hog forever. Adley's not going to stay on 45 to 50 homer pace all year, and Gunner's not going to stay on 110 homer pace all year. And when the adjustments are made, who's going to counter them? Who's going to have the right mentality and the right stuff and the right knowledge to actually get these guys to play when there is expectations, when you're being the hunted and not the hunter? And they haven't done it.
I brought up on the show yesterday, I think it was Brandon Hyde when he was talking Friday about the poor at-bats and saying that a lot of these young guys keep letting it snowball. He brought it up again last night.
I explained it. I thought, talking about young players last week, you know, we're having a tough time letting things go. So we're letting at-bats kind of steamroll on us a little bit. It's showing up on our defense at times as well. But we got to, you know, no one's going to feel sorry for us. This is the big leagues, and you got to be able to bring it every night. You got to be able to turn the page.
Okay, and that's fine, and that's true. And look, to me, he's telling you the guy gave me a terror. Like, the guy handed me a bleep sandwich, and you want me to put butter and jam on it every night, and I can, but at its core, it's still a bleep sandwich. Then that's all fine and dandy, but explain to me the Tyler O'Neill of it all. Explain to me that Sanchez comes in, first pitch, let's see how hard I can hit it. Oh, it's another pop-up to the center fielder. Oh, shocking. On the first pitch, shocking, shocking. Like, if those guys won't embody it, and they're the alleged veterans,
yeah.
You're telling me Jackson Holliday is going to be the one? He shall lead them?
Well, the SEC fraternity doesn't make adjustments, Jason. They've been coddled.
Look,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
But that quote's troubling because that's exactly what we saw in the second half of last year.
Of course it is.
I also hear a guy who knows that he's going to take the fall for this. That's the way I hear it. You might think I'm crazy, but I think he's very aware that his head's on the chopping block.
I think he's also very aware that these kids are soft.
Yep. Oh, I know. And there's nothing
that
he can do about
kids,
it.
And that there's like, you think Robinson Chirinos is going to read him the right act?
No.
He knows what he's been handed, yep. And it's. He can't fix it, and it's not going to fix itself, and the GM is an unserious fool. So this is the bed they made, and I'm going to lay in it until, to your point, they eventually kick me out and bring Buck Britton in or Chirino, whatever they're going to do, however they're going to do it. But like, he knows that there's not much hope.
No. Nothing's changed since, what was that day? What day were you in New York? What was that day?
It was June 21st.
Yes.
I sent you those clips.
They beat the Yankees.
No, I've been crazy today.
They beat the Yankees in the Bronx. Basically, since that day, they've been this team.
No, I went back and listened to that opening segment when we were absolutely sweating our asses off.
When the machine almost blew up.
Yeah, the machine almost.
And they had just won like 17
to
4.
Yeah, and Ken, 17-5, you and I are like, dude, what is this guy's problem? And looking
back, we say that a lot.
Well, for sure, but it's like, dude, because you were saying that was one of the best fan experiences I've ever been on, and then he's, this better not be the high point. Elias needs to step up. And you were right. Like looking back, and we were all like making fun of you, like we typically do.
Yes,
it was right
because it felt like a coronation. It felt like a bunch of kids being led by a kid GM who really thought they were on top of the baseball world, and now it's going to be easy. We just did this to these guys. Now it's going to be easy. And in that moment, they became the hunted, and they've pooped their pants ever since. From the GM on down, get him out of my city. Get him out of my city.
Wow. Coming up next, we will talk to a man who no one enjoys the game of life quite like Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. Get his thoughts on the Orioles, Ravens, the draft, much more with Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman next here on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight,
you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.